Chapter 2 Of Regents and Rebels, The Human Condition. Far from the caricature of a system whose logic dissolves mystery, Calvinism recognizes the paradox that lies at the heart of every great doctrine of the faith. It affirms simultaneously God's unity and Trinity, Christ's divinity and humanity, God's sovereignty and human responsibility. Believers are urged with all seriousness to work out their own salvation, and yet this salvation is already assured as a gift from the Father, in the Son, through the Spirit. The kingdom of Christ is present now, inaugurated by Christ's resurrection, and yet not fully consummated until He returns. Ignoring these tensions, the irrationalist temptation, or resolving these tensions, the rationalistic temptation, are always easy options. Living in the tension is more difficult, listening where God has spoken, but restraining our curiosity beyond His Word. Another paradox appears in Calvinism's view of human nature. In my reading, no theological system has been more affirming of this world and human nature as such, while being so profoundly struck by the misery of fallen existence. In fact, this tragic character of our corrupt existence is measured by the height from which we have fallen, and the glorious future that awaits us at Christ's return. God's glorious image-bearer, human dignity. Calvinism teaches that human beings are basically good in their intrinsic nature, endowed with free will, beauty of body and soul, reason, and moral excellence. In short, we are created in God's image. Now, that might not fit the stereotype, especially when the famous tulip starts with total depravity. However, Reformed theology never starts with the fall, but with God's good creation. If we start with total depravity, we easily assume that human beings are just rotten from the beginning, without any goodness, integrity, or free will. However, Calvinists believe that this is a grave distortion of the matter and will lead inevitably to a misunderstanding of total depravity. Calvin began his Institutes of the Christian Religion with the famous lines,